This was intended to be the dining hall for the retired sailors, the pensioners at the hospital. But it was deemed a little too grand for them, really. And a bit of a waste of Thornhill's 19 years of effort in painting it. So they were banished somewhere else. And this became sort of a gallery, really, where people could be reminded of the magnificence of the monarchs that reigned over them. The whole thing is a tribute, a hagiography, to the beneficence of the kings and queens of England, really. Now, look at the ceiling now. If you can crick your necks up, it'd probably be best if you stand this sort of way. And you'll see in the middle there of that cartouche there, you'll see the figures of the founding monarchs of the Royal Naval Hospital, who were William and Mary, yes? It's wonderfully ironic, really. It's very amusing now to look at it. Look, underneath their feet, you can see the cowering figure of a man dressed in the yellow shirt of cowardice with a broken sword in his hand. Can you see that cowering underneath? Do you see him? Now, who's that? That is Louis the 14th of France, cowering in defeat underneath the feet of William and Mary. And even more ironic, look how his crown has toppled off his head and is sitting on a cloud. And then just near the crown, you can see another crown, a special kind of crown. You see that? It's just near the... You see the figure of Truth being lifted by old Father Time. She's got a sort of sun in her hand. It's the Truth being lifted towards the light by Time, in fact. And you can see near her hand is another kind of crown toppling in the dust. What kind of crown is that? It's a papal crown. So that is the defeat of Catholicism. You see, all thanks to William and Mary. Isn't that marvellous? And you can see that perhaps another really beautiful irony here is that you can see kneeling at William's side is a supplicant figure of a woman who is representing Europe. And William is handing her something with his hand. Can you see? He's handing her something. What is it? It's a red hat. A red beanie hat, really, isn't it? Can you see that?
Yeah.
Do you know what that red hat is? Think French Revolution. It's the red cap of liberty. It became a symbol of revolution and liberty. And it's wonderfully ironic, isn't it? Here we have William handing the red cap of liberty to Europe. Isn't it great? And, of course, all around here, there's all kinds of other things celebrating our magnificence. We've got the ship here. This golden ship is the Blenheim, which is a British warship laden with the spoils of war. At the other end, we've got a Spanish galleon, captured galleon, laden again with the spoils of war. And all kinds of things celebrated here. Look, we can see Flamsteed with his sextant on that side. On this side, look, next to the Blenheim, we can see the man who invented the first television aerial. And all sorts of things commemorated.